Taiwan or fuck China or something. But I'll get to that in a minute. But they surrounded Parliament while they were sitting. They didn't fuck around. They didn't go there on a weekend on a Sunday. They fuck it. They went there on a weekday, surrounded the Parliament and burnt the fucking joint to the ground. Now, obviously, this is a really bad example for the rest of the world and a terrible, terrible thing. And not only that, they went down the road and they fucking burnt down the coffee shop and a police station as well. And apparently, yeah, look, the coffee shop that that the people go and drink their coffee. I wouldn't be surprised if they leveled a pub as well. But yeah, so they've really fucked with the parliament and the politicians over there in the Solomon Islands, and Australia's sending troops and FDA, federal police, and pretty much the same sort of thing as what they did up in Timor. Sent them straight in. I don't know who asked for that. Whether the people in the Solomons, they sound like they're pretty upset, but I bet it was the government that just had their building burnt down that sent them in there. But I looked at it and I thought, okay, so what's this about? So I've had a look, and we've got here, we have, hang on. If I can get this to work, can't move. All right, so here we've got from Sputnik, they're saying that it's to do with the government of Samoa, of the Solomon Islands, recognizing the China over Taiwan. So basically, they're recognizing China over China, and this got people over there so fucking livid that they burnt down Parliament. Which seems a bit of a stretch, really, doesn't it? I mean, it says here that they live, they're mostly subsistence living. They're pretty casual. They're like, they do a lot of singing, a lot of playing the guitar, they drink their kava. They're not, I don't know, they're not an easy people to wind up. But if you, if, but not to be fucked with, which is what you want, isn't it? We want respect. So I had a look at something else here. I think that one of these was RT. And they're saying it's about infrastructure and stuff like that. I can't imagine fucking, a Solomon Islander would know a fucking Taiwanese from a Chinese. Fucking bit him. So, I don't, it doesn't ring true to me. But I did have a look because I thought there's a lot of stuff over vaccines lately, isn't there? So I went here and I thought, I wonder if the Solomon Islands have had any vaccines, because I do also remember them hanging a couple of nurses over there over some measles vaccines. I don't know if that was in the Solomon Islands. I know it was in those islands in that Polynesian area. I've got the video on that somewhere back through. If you go back and have a look. But yeah, there was definitely some shit over there over vaccines before. And it says here Solomon Islands received 24,000 doses of COVID vaccines through the COVAX facility. They're all very proud of this, 19th of March, 2021. And here, in here, it's saying that they were only the second country in the world to receive vaccines. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. But like, you have to be suspicious that it's something to do with, that first or second batch of vaccines that they sent over there, the COVAX. I'm not going to read through this. But you might want to